Greetings and salutations, it's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And I am headed home after my driving adventure for the day. And it's 41 degrees out, and the sun is shining, and it almost seems like a summer-ish fall day. And the snow is kind of melted away, and I'm almost tempted to put my windows down in my car and enjoy some fresh air, but not just yet. But anyway, for those that know, I drive for a living, and I was currently locked in my vehicle prior to this, and I couldn't get out. Why is that? Well, I'll tell you, there is a safety mechanism to make sure that I complete my job. And what is that? Well, that's walking to the back of the vehicle and pushing the safety button. And it makes the overhead lights blink and it shuts everything off so that I can open the door to get out. If I don't push the button, that doesn't release the safety mechanism. And so then when I open the door, this alarm goes off and it's a very loud beeping, you know, like a car alarm. And it's embarrassing because it means you forgot to do something. And so then in the process of doing it and walking back and inspecting my vehicle, my nose started to bleed. So I ran back and I forgot to push the button. So I opened the door and the alarm goes off. Oh, crap. So put the key back in, start the engine, and that resets everything. So then I shut it off. I walk back there again, holding my nose, mind you, and push the button. The overhead lights are supposed to blink. They're no blinking. What the hey? Okay, well, I'll try it anyway. So I did. Alarm goes off. People are coming and going, and they're like laughing, but they figure I already know how to do it because I've been doing this for a couple years now. So, you know, they went about their business. Thank goodness that I came in at the time that the mechanic was coming in also, because he was out driving. And he stood there and he looked, and I'm like, the overhead lights aren't blinking. And, you know, he's looking at me like, oh God, her again. And he gets on, and, you know, of course it's beeping. And he walks back there, and he does it, and he holds the button. And he goes, oh, well, that's interesting. I said, see? So, needless to say, we were stuck in the vehicle. And he had to call into the garage to basically work on it. And he's currently off. But, you know, you're basically stuck in the vehicle till you figure out how to, what's causing the problem, because you have the beeping, unless they know a shortcut and cut the wires or something like that. But I think it's kind of funny, but I was relieved to know it wasn't me, you know, that I'm not the der, because, you know, that is kind of embarrassing. And I'm just glad. And tomorrow I have to do it again. Different kids, though. I'm trying to think. Oh, yeah. I can't tell you what route I'm driving. But it's a different one. And then I'm going to actually work Monday morning. Oh. Morning. Ugh. It's too dark to get up in the morning. Well, hopefully it won't be as dark, because a couple weeks ago, it was dark at a quarter after four, but the sun is still up, so that means summer! Spring is around the corner! Woohoo! I'm excited! So, anyway, headed home, almost there, still got another 6 miles to go, and I'm hungry. I could go for a greasy hangaburger and some steak fries with lots of catsup, some pickles on the side. That's what I got hankering for. big old greasy burger and some French fries. What's on the way home that I can stop and be a glutton? Well, I'll have to find something. Anyway, enough said. I yakked at you long enough. I hope everybody's having a wonderful day, evening, afternoon, morning, whenever you listen to this. Laterness, people.